Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 1st, 2006. Today's message is titled, The Ancient Paths. The scripture text is from Jeremiah 6, verse 16. This is what the Lord says, Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Last month, after my mom's burial service at a country cemetery in southwest Missouri, we had a meal at the Harwood Community Center. My two brothers and several cousins then went over to the little white church mom and her siblings attended while growing up. While I grew up, we also visited the church several times a year when we were down to see my grandparents. In a stunning way, my most significant memory is singing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus in that church. A song that for me just never gets old and ministers to me even as I prepare this message, and it's playing in the background of today's podcast. We gathered in the old church and sang some songs before we completed our day together with a sentimental walk over to the very spot our grandparents lived, although the house burned down shortly after they died. The only active businesses in tiny Harwood now are the post office and the feed store. We grandkids have moved all over the country and are now getting older selves. Life has changed immensely, but my visit to Harwood was kind of like a crossroads. It was a time to consider the ancient paths. Jeremiah's ministry was to the kingdom of Judah in the years just prior to the Babylonian exile. His ministry essentially urged the people to repent of their sins and turn back to God. In today's verse, the direct appeal is from God. This is what the Lord says. They were to stand at the crossroads and look. The crossroads of life are a time of decision and also a good time to examine our lives. In the case of Jeremiah and the initial recipients, it was the sobering reality of the imminent destruction of the kingdom. In our lives, crossroad experiences may be the death of a loved one, a severe trial, our own aging and sense of mortality, or even the sense that soon the good life as we have known it may be coming to an end. God called them to ask for the ancient paths. I believe the meaning here is spiritual, and a call to obedience is found in God's holy law and ways. This is the good way, and by walking in it, one will truly find rest for the soul. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. But so many then, and so many still today, emphatically declare, we will not walk in it. The ancient paths are maligned from so many sources. This last Saturday, I was perusing through books at a large Costco warehouse store where book after book attacked the foundations of the historic Christian faith. We need to return to the ancient paths. We must commit our lives to be obedient servants to Jesus Christ our Lord, to the entire Bible, to the great examples set for us by scores of dedicated, sold-out believers throughout the ages of the Bible and the church. My earnest prayer today is this. I stand at the crossroads and look. I ask for the ancient paths where the good way is, and by God's grace, I choose to walk in it and accept your promise that I will find rest for my soul. Many of you can listen to audio on your computer. Obviously, as a podcast listener, you're doing so right now. If you're at all able, please sit back a moment. Close your eyes. You'll need to go to the website for this. There's a beautiful rendition of that old hymn I referred to earlier. What a friend we have in Jesus. And that's still true. We have such a wonderful friend in Jesus. I'm preparing this message very early this morning. It's just after 4 o'clock as I have an early meeting, and it takes perhaps an hour or so after we're finished with the actual writing and recording part to get everything up on the web and podcast. So Brooksine actually got up through the night last night and wrote the prayer, read my message for today and wrote the prayer. And I'm going to read her prayer today. I'm not going to wake her up again. She normally reads it at this point. Lord, as I stand at the crossroads of decision, it seems that some of my optional paths have neon lights blinking directly at me, alluring for my attention and pulling at my heartstrings. One path presents the current philosophies and trends of my generation, claiming they are the right way. Another path is directionless and has so many choices one can get lost. Another path laid out for me requires intense labor, plenty of good works. Then I see the well-worn path marked out by the faithful followers of God throughout the generations. The faithful ones who remain true to your ancient laws, whose hearts did not betray the one true God. With godly determination, I earnestly desire to follow in the steps of the Master that lead me to my heavenly home, where the soul not only finds rest, but never dies. Amen. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. I'm here by myself early this morning. We do prepare this ministry together, though. We work out of our home in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, in the rural part of the state, where we live anyway. Lancaster's actually a very populated county, but we live in a beautiful rural area. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There is a link directly to that song by a musician by the name of Lisa Blecker or Bloker, who very curiously shares her music online and desires that it be used. All I've done is place a link up to the song on her site. It's a song again, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We sure do. Let's return to those ancient paths today. Faithfully serve the Lord.